This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
B. Mitch Finley, one. Burp, 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 burp. 067 the fan. All right, we haven't really been able to. I mean, it's been a busy day, dude. We got obviously
the way we like it, Jay.
I know. We got the biggest news by a mile is that the Commanders agreed to a deal with DC Mayor Muriel Bowser about getting RFK rebuilt. They've got support from a lot of people, including NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell. I mean, just to get it out of Congress, like they've already, I would say they are, I don't know, 70-80% of the way home.
They're running a 400 meters and they're down the home stretch.
Okay. Yeah, I agree with you. So that's obviously taken up all of our day. It's been awesome. We've had really good calls. The Caps are in the middle of their first round playoff series against the Montreal Canadiens. They had a big win yesterday to go up 3-1.
Yep.
Let me be clear. We all want them to win Wednesday night. Particularly because I think I'd have to go to Montreal Friday night.
I'll be there Wednesday night. I would love to see it while I'm in the building.
Are you going with AD or are you just going?
I told him, mean, so we're going to the game Tuesday. Say, I'm going to the game on Wednesday with a dude named B. Mitch. So they get the extra day. So yeah, we're going Wednesday. You
know, we haven't talked about this yet. So we had the pleasure of going to AD's wife's birthday over the weekend. And, yo, Ahmed's toast to his speech to his wife was wild.
Yeah.
It was like a roast.
Yeah, but that's what you do on people's birthday.
I don't know.
Well, I think the person that roasts the most people in the house was the baby boy.
Yeah, for sure. It was fun, though.
It was cool.
So
don't show that picture. You're going to die if you do.
B was getting his supplements in. His electrolytes.
Antioxidants.
Thank you. I think, but it's just crazy because in this city, the NFL draft dominates for us.
Yeah.
And hell, sadly, for a number of years, the NFL draft was the story we were talking about from Halloween to Easter.
Yeah, because we were preparing for the top picks.
This year was very different, though,
yeah,
because they were picking 29. They're not in the quarterback abyss anymore. We're not trying to talk ourselves into Shador or Dart or Shook or any of these guys.
Uh-huh.
They took a guy at 29. We talked about that Friday. We all really liked him. I think my favorite pick of this draft, if that's a thing, or at least the player I feel most strongly about, is Trey Amos.
Yeah.
And for me,
Louisiana boy.
Dude, he's a Cajun, Raging Cajun.
New Iberia, Louisiana.
For me, it's simple, though. Adam Peters said on the record that that was their last chance to trade back and get any real value. And if you look at the draft charts, right, the more modern one has the 61st pick of the NFL draft assigned to an 86-point value.
Mm-hmm.
Their next pick wasn't until the fourth round, 128. That pick had a value of 20 points.
I like that pick, though.
That's four times the value.
I absolutely love that pick, though.
Sure, and we'll get to that.
Yeah.
But Peters, for all those that are concerned, Peters is acutely aware of the situation at edge rusher. He's aware of that.
Uh-huh.
He's aware that he only has five draft picks in this whole draft. He knew all of those things, took the phone calls, heard the offers, and said, bleep all that, I'm taking Trey Amos.
Uh-huh.
He clearly loves this dude. When
yeah.
he said he thought he was a first rounder, he wasn't lying. There were yeah. a lot of projections that had him as a first rounder.
Yep.
So that to
The thing about him is, when he goes into a draft, from what I picked up over the last 2 years, he understands what he likes and what can work for their team, and he also knows what I'm willing to give up for him. And if you're not offering something that's going to make me give it up, then I'm not going to trade you for it. I'd rather go with what my scouts and I believe about somebody rather than just letting you come in and all of a sudden take them and give us whatever, because we don't see the other guys reaching up to the same level. Like, you know, you see all the trade. Everybody suggests a trade. But you better, I think when you make a trade, you better damn well make sure that the guy is equal or above the person that you're trying to get rid of instead of going for it. If you keep getting rid of people and bringing somebody in that's better than them, I mean, that's worse than them, your team going to drop off. Somebody else's team going to pick up. And Adam is about picking up his team, not trying to help you with yours.
I got to talk to Quan Martin over the weekend. Quan Martin revealed he had surgery in both shoulders this offseason. He was playing with a separated shoulder starting in week 3. Dude had a pick 6 in the divisional game in Detroit.
He's a bad boy. I like that. Now we know you can play with pain, brother. Let's go.
But it was really interesting because I've gone back to this quote a lot, and I think it's really telling. And I said this to Quan. I was like, you know, to your point about Adam, just focus on building his team.
Yeah.
He's not scared. Like, Quan Martin, so after they beat Tampa on the road in the wild card game, nobody really gave them a shot to beat Detroit in the divisional round. Mm-hmm. Detroit was one seed coming off a bye week.
Yep.
And I asked Quan Martin a question about the Lions, and this answer has stuck with me for so long, and I think it's really emblematic of what the Commanders are now, right? Is Quan said, yeah, Detroit is good, but we're good too.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we have to, much like I'm telling people to view the new stadium options through a different prism and don't just think of what your experiences have been at FedEx Field, because this is going to be a different experience. Like, the way Peters runs his draft doesn't need to be viewed through the Rivera, Gruden, Bruce Allen, Shanahan model. Like, I think Peters is aware of the edge, possible deficiencies, and the lack of draft picks, but he's also wants to get the best players on his team he can.
Totally.
Just give me the ballers.
That's it. But the thing what I love about what Quan told you last year and the way I hear these guys when they make comments this year, this team believes in itself way more than teams in the past did. We used to hear coaches saying stuff and, you know, the GM saying stuff, but the players basically didn't say a damn thing. These guys are not brash by any circumstance, but what they are saying is, hell, we're good too. We got something special going here. And that's all we worry about building. I told you how I used to hate when Coach Gibbs would tell us how good other teams were. I'm like, what the hell about us? You know what I mean? I'm not one that wants you to brag. You don't need to brag and pump up somebody to get me motivated. Just my coach telling me he believes in me was enough for me. And I think these dudes are starting to think like that.
How about this? I told you my favorite pick, Trey Amos. We can run through the rest of the draft picks. They took Jalen Lane in the 4th round, Kane Medrano in the 6th, and I need a little help with my man's name. What's our new back's name?
Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt.
Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt. JCM, what we're calling him.
Yeah.
Those are your 5 draft picks. They didn't make a single trade. Usually there's like some Saturday afternoon, you trade out of the 6 to get 2 7s. They didn't do any of it. What was your favorite pick? I might know which one.
Well, you know, I really like Josh because I had a chance to talk to him. Trey, anytime from Louisiana, I got pulled for him. But a guy named Jalen Lane that I think is a return man that can do it, pick him up, put him down. And I heard his coach talking about him to Linnell and Denton. And he talked about how this dude just want to play football and help his team. He'll do anything you ask him to do, and he's very, very into being on special teams. A lot of times you hear about people coming in, and they talk so much about him, and they don't want to play that. Well, he comes in with a desire to do it, which means that it'll be easy for him to transition. Remember the other guy that came in here had the desire to play special teams, but he ended up being the best receiver on your team?
Yeah.
And Jalen Lane also runs a 4.34. He had a 40-inch vertical. He had an 11-inch broad jump. And I did have a faster 20-yard shuttle time than he did.
Really fast 10-yard split.
But I'm pulling for him.
He seemed really likable when we spoke with him. I think I also like their first 3 picks, none of which was higher than 28. So it's not like these were tremendous value, obvious picks, right? Their first three, I think you get a starting right tackle for now in Connerly, don't you?
You said what?
I think Connerly's your starting right tackle.
I believe so.
Like now, DQ will say competition, and that'll exist, but I think there'll be every opportunity for him to win that job. I think he's your starting right tackle. Adam Peters, after the Connerly pick, told us, the only thing that's for certain is LT is at LT. Laramie Tunsil will be your left tackle.
Yeah.
I think Connerly comes in as your right tackle. I wonder if at that point you don't transition Coleman to left guard, or at least see if he can develop there long term. Because Cosme's your long term right guard.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the makings of a serious.
But you need a right guard.
For now.
For now.
Please. But you got Wiley.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you got Allegretti. Now you got depth, real options.
Yeah.
What's going to happen along your offensive line? There's five positions and 17 regular season games. You're going to have at least eight dudes start at various positions.
Yeah.
Like, guys are going to miss a couple games. Eight might even be conservative.
And we know guys that can already play a lot of those games.
I mean, dude, last year, so we know what the starting five was. And then Dieter started one. Trent Scott started. I think Big Luke started. That's eight, and I haven't even really thought much.
Mm-hmm.
I might have forgotten somebody. So what I like, at 29, I think they got a starter.
Yeah.
At 61, I think they got a starter.
Yeah.
I think Amos projects to be opposite Lattimore on the outside and allows them to put Samardzija back on the inside.
Well, and I was talking with Fred. He said Amos and the kid, Siobhan Revelle, were very close.
I liked Revelle,
but Revelle coming off injury, Amos was not coming off injury.
Yep.
So that guy hits the ground running day one. So, you know, and they both are a little longer than normal, cornerback, than what we normally have, and they can both run.
Yeah. The way
he and Percy played together 1 year.
Yeah. The way, and Andre Johnson Jr., the way DQ described him, if you go back and listen to the call, he's fired up. and I think Amos is fired up. Big, long, physical. This is a...
It's what he likes.
Everybody makes these comps to Richard Sherman, and it's probably unfair, but like, that's the dream.
Well, as Fred say, he's Richard Sherman with speed.
I'll let him tell Richard that.
Well, I mean, Rich was like 4'6", but think about it, he was 6'3".
Right.
And when he got his hands on you, you were done. This kid is right along 6'2", and he can run. So long cornerbacks make quarterbacks get off of guys quicker.
Sure.
And if I'm long and can run, you got to put that ball in the perfect spot.
So we're at 61, and I would argue you've got two starters.
Yeah.
Then you get all the way to 105. And I think you got a starter. I'm sorry, 128 rather.
Yeah.
And not a starter.
But a guy who's going to contribute.
He fills a position of need. Yeah. He's your punt returner.
Yeah, yeah.
And whatever else he can give you is gravy.
Yeah.
I think going into day three, the only thing I said was give me speed. Give me speed.
He can stretch the field.
Totally.
Yeah.
Dude, the production they got from De'Ami Brown last year until the playoffs was not all that significant. In the regular mm-hmm. season last year, De'Ami had 308 yards and one touchdown.
Yeah.
I'm not suggesting Lane can recreate that, but he could give you half of that maybe. And I think he's more of a slot guy. Like I think what Lane is, and maybe this will not prove to be the case because it's a person I really, really like. I think the more apt description here is that the safety of Jamison Crowder, the reliability of Jamison Crowder, mm-hmm. especially as a punt returner,
yeah,
and maybe the vertical threat that De'Ami gave you. Like, I think if it works out, Jalen Lane is both of those things
if
for
Jalen
you.
Jalen Lane could come in here and be like that. You see how much cheaper that is? And yep. youthful?
Yeah. De'Ami got 10 mil. Jameson's in his 30. Like, that's how you're supposed to build it.
There you
And then the late round picks, Medrano's got crazy speed, fastest 40 time of all the linebackers of the combine. he missed some tackles at UCLA. We'll see if that continues to be a problem. I think he can help you on special teams right away, just on punt coverage. And that this team is about that life, about getting all the dirty kicks so that they can drop returners inside the 20. Like, they are all about the little stuff.
Yeah.
And that dude, Medrano, seems like a dude that can help you there. Mm-hmm. And then if you can develop him into something long-term, great. I don't know the long-term plans at the offensive linebacker spot.
What he looks like to me is a guy who could possibly be a cover linebacker.
That's what he claims he is.
Yeah, he can run, and what is he like, 6'3" or so, 4"? You get somebody like that that can run with those tight ends. You got something there.
Well, and then the last pick, this kid, JCM, got absolutely screwed by the NCAA. NCAA doing what they can to verify their existence at this point, to validate themselves, as NIL has rendered them useless. And they decide to go after this kid for his eligibility based on his time at an HBCU when he went down, somebody else wore the same jersey. And they couldn't separate those statistics.
That's stupid.
You know, it's like, well, number 28 played in this game, so it's on your transcript. Incredibly stupid, short-sighted, but that's frankly what we've come to expect from the NCAA.
I didn't like the NCAA way back. I damn sure still don't like them.
Two seasons ago at New Mexico, JCM went for almost 1,200 yards, 17 touchdowns, 6 yards a pop. He killed it at the Shrine Bowl. He wasn't invited to the combine, but his numbers from his pro day are really good. I think he competes for a roster spot. And when you're talking about the seventh rounder, I think competing for a roster spot's the goal.
Yeah, that's it. You know, Saturday night, we did our last show, and people have made up their mind of where they're supposed to get drafted, and a lot of them didn't get drafted there. Not over. Some of them didn't get drafted at all. Some of you got drafted high. Guess what? It's not guaranteed you're going to be around forever. So, as I always say, it's easy to get drafted. Hard to stay. Who's willing to put the work in? So all those guys got to understand, this is when you got to really show what you're about. When you don't have a coach telling you everything, mom and dad ain't going to be trying to wake you up all the time. You got to do everything on your own. Show that you're an adult and you can handle your business.
To that point, two things I really liked on Instagram this weekend. Clinton Portis posted, once the whistle blows, no one remembers when you got drafted.
100%.
And Will Compton had one that said, for those who don't get drafted, bleep them all. You'll have to work harder. You won't get extra lives like the draft picks do, nor will you get the attention like they get. But if you are who you think you are, none of that matters. Put your head down and find a way.
Work, baby, work.
That's good advice for life, not just football. Nobody go anywhere.